proud of the group, no doubt. I think there's so much good to take from that game, so much to learn from, and just so exciting all the work that we've put in so far in phase two in our preseason, to see it, you know, be put to the test, and this is a great place to start.
So you guys were able to keep it really close. I mean, the final scorers doesn't really tell the story at all. And, you know, Northeastern, obviously we talked about this, they're the cream of the crop in Hockey East. So I don't know if you want to call it a moral victory, but do you take something from this positively, even though you don't get the good result of the way that you guys played, you know, for 58 minutes of the game?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we were just debriefing in the locker room, and the players had a lot of great things to say, and I think they felt it. We felt moments of the game when we were dominant. They felt moments of the game when our power play was clicking. They felt moments when our PK was doing well. So I think that's the biggest thing, is that we felt it work. And it's just a matter, so we're not always going to get the outcome we want, but I think they felt it. And I think the big takeaway that I think we can really learn from in a constructive way was, I think we started, as soon as it got down to the wire there, I think that doubt creeped in a little bit, or that self-confidence wasn't there, and it should be there. And I think that's the cool thing that we'll keep trying to build, but I think there's a lot of good, no doubt.
Could you break down that first power play especially? It looked like you guys were really clicking on all cylinders, and obviously it led to Fu's goal at the end. But what did you see from that, the power play in general, but that power play especially?
They had a long stint out there, didn't they? 2 whole minutes, that group. But I think the really cool thing about it is the puck retrievals. Like, we really harp on the foundation of our power play, and that's getting shots but retrieving the puck again, supporting the puck. I think that group, really, we call them the dogs, that unit. They're really good at having poise and patience with the puck and really owning it. And the longer that you can shoot, recover, have poise, the more tired they're going to get, and eventually it's just a matter of time.
Sorry about the loss. Can you just make comment on how it felt coaching in your first Hockey East game?
Pretty remarkable. It's an unbelievable feeling. I'm just so honored to be here, and I joked with the girls in the locker room beforehand how nervous I was when I was introduced to this group for the first time, and but those nerves are all because of how much I care about this program and to be able to help, you know, contribute to its continued growth and their experience is a very special opportunity.
And just what's it like for you personally, comparatively, coaching in a rivalry game like this as opposed to playing in one?
I love it. I mean, I've always wanted to be a coach, and to me, this is like the absolute dream come true to be able to be behind the bench at a big game like this. Great way to start our season against a great opponent, and to see our girls rise to the challenge.
Can you talk about Peterson's first game?
Yeah, great job, Mari. Kept us in it, no doubt. And, you know, I had no doubt. She's a gamer. You know, she rises to big occasions. I think she made some big saves for us. She made some good smother saves, which I showed a lot of confidence for a young freshman. So excited for what she's going to continue to bring.
Can you take us into what went into the decision-making to pull Peterson when you did, and, you know, what the decision-making was not to do it earlier?
Yeah, the hope was to do it earlier. I think we just couldn't generate momentum. I think that was the biggest thing. I mean, any time under like that 3-minute mark too, and we were looking for it, but we just couldn't get it down there. So as soon as we did, we tried our best and hoped to get that last push.
And in that timeout right before that play, we kind of watched him from the press box and say everybody all huddled together. Can you talk about what was talked about, I guess, at that moment, and what you tried to tell the players before they went on, and, you know, pulling Law in, you know, what that final timeout was like?
Yeah, and it was nice because we had the media timeout leading up to it pretty close by, so we kind of in that media timeout gave them the idea of what they can expect, when they can expect the goalie, what the plan is. So then by the time we got to that final timeout, Megan, Coach Myers, is running the show on the offensive side of things, already has the faceoff ready to go, and just pulls those players in that we need to learn the setup and go from there.
Anything else?
Yeah, so first off, for Kelly Shanahan, can you talk about her status, and is there an injury there? What's going on?
Yeah, we're hopeful that Kelly will be joining us by the back half of the season, the second semester, but we won't be in the net in the first semester.
And from what you saw from Peterson today, is it fair to say that you want to, you know, keep her as starter for the majority of the games this season?
Still very early. I mean, I think she's shown that she can compete at the D1 level, but we have great goalies as well. So we'll look to see who's going to give us the best shot to win every night.